You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey guys, check out this meatball machine.
It is that time. Meatball time. Hey Tyler, hey Ray, how many meatballs do we have?
We got a whopping 15. This happened more so after the game, but a lot of mixed feelings, I would say, as far as not as disappointed Bears fans as I thought there would be.
I'm so sick of this, watching this game with all of this good talent on defense. What is Dennis Allen doing? What?
Yeah, I just witnessed Darnell Wright block nobody on a play. That gives you a great idea how the first half is going.
It's halftime. Defense is playing their asses off. Caleb looks like a rookie playing his first game. He's so in over his head. He's been exposed. This Bears team's been exposed. This is not a playoff team. This is going to get ugly.
Checking in early just to say I hate those mother fudging Packers. They drive me up a wall. I'm so sick and tired of them. I hope we just stuff it in their face yet.
Okay, the way we all collectively recoiled when he said a word that started with F. Oh,
and it was
my
fudge.
God.
Mother fudging.
I was about to lose it. The previous caller was, that seems extreme.
Which
you know,
part?
That's very meatball.
About not being a playoff team?
Yeah, and then the Caleb Williams talk, and that
they're
just seems like a lot.
They're the seventh seed, Layla.
Well, yeah, the NFC has a lot of parity, as
oh,
we
I know.
Green Bay has a whole-ass tie.
It's a fine line.
That tie with the Cowboys looks even weirder after yesterday's game, by the way.
I hate ties.
What's the point?
Right.
And then the tie becomes the tiebreaker.
We just got to do more math at the end of the season.
No, you have to do less math because there's no tiebreaker involved because there's a tie.
Oh.
The tie is the tiebreaker.
Yes. You don't have to worry
make
about
it make
head-to-head
sense.
And all that stuff.
Stupid.
I love ties.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't.
You just said you didn't.
Yeah, but then he said it's easy. The math is easier. So that's why I said I love ties.
It's fine.
I hate it all. Meatball?
Come on, defense. I've never asked for you for do anything. I'm so scared.
Yo, yo. This your man, Glenn Lockhart in Rockford, Illinois. 8 minutes left in this game. Haven't said this in a while. Are the Bears just like the 90s Bulls? We will put the pressure on you in the first half, but after that second half comes out, we kick your ass. Let's see. 8 minutes left. Go Bears!
What were you thinking? Get the first down, Ben! Holy cow, I can't believe it! What in the world were you thinking? You get the first down there! This isn't brain surgery, you dumbass!
Well, that sucked. Didn't we run that play against the Eagles to beat them? Of course the Packers are going to practice that. I just don't even know anymore.
Damn, damn, damn. And my Flores voice. That's all right, Joe. That's all right. Hey, hell of a game. Hell of a game. I was just waiting for us to get in that end zone and then go for the extra point, that two-point conversion. But that's okay. I am not mad. I am not. I feel a lot better than I was at the beginning of that first half, at the end of that first half. So with all that being said, it's still bear down on mine. Still the Packers. And we'll see they asses again in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
bear
okay.
Down.
Hi, Rick from Valparaiso. I've been doing a little bit of thinking, and I do not use the word little lightly. This Bear game was nothing to write home about. Unless you wanted to write home to inform your family that this Bear game was nothing to write home about. The bend but don't break concept is simply wonderful, as long as you don't confuse it with the bend but then break concept, which has never, ever seemed to work in the NFL. I'm frustrated. We needed a horse on that last play of the game. Not whatever in the... that frickin' was. Happy holidays, everybody.
This loss hurts. This loss sucks. But we're still 9-4. The Bears.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm doing the walk of shame. Back to my house, hanging out with my Packers fan neighbor, and he was nervous. Oh, I fell. But we had a good time. I just fell in the snow.
I can talk about how the defense looked. I can talk about how they, for some reason, just abandoned the run game for the first half. I could talk about those things that I think cost them this game against Green Bay of all teams, but Caleb Williams, you have got to play better in the first half, dude. I mean, that second half, that's it. That's what you need to do, and you need to do that all the time, man. Where the that guy? I swear to God, that missed throw to Luther Burden, I yelled out loud, do you need to go back to college? Like, I know it's your first year in this offense, and I know you had a terrible coach last year, but I need you to get with it, dude. These 186-yard games, throw for more yards, please. I left an earlier message where I was basically yelling at Caleb Williams, and while I am a little frustrated with him, I have to overall look at this picture and say, even though they did lose this game, I wasn't afraid of Green Bay going into this, and I'm happy that the Bears proved me right in the second half, because the way they stormed back and controlled the line of scrimmage and ran the ball with authority and made Micah Parsons and his teammates all gassed and tired and just controlled things, and they were gonna win that game if not for that breakdown on defense where they let Josh Jacobs run away on third and one.
Mm.
This team has proven that they can go toe-to-toe with anybody. And considering that was on the road, it's going to be real hard for Green Bay to come into Chicago and win that game. I don't think the Bears are going to be like the Commanders next season. I don't think there's going to be a huge drop-off. I think they're here. I think they're for real. I think they're going to be here to stay. Bear down. Let's go get these next time.
Heartbroken and just bleh is my initial feeling from this. But honestly, in hindsight, I feel like this was Caleb's breakout game. The second half of that game, man, like, that's a great defense. And he had them on a string. It's what Spiegs, it's what everybody talks about. Can the quarterback have them on a string? And Caleb had them on a string in that second half. I know what the stats say. I know what the first half looked like. Trust me, I know. But the reality is, that's the breakout game, because he found his off-platform throws. He competed against a great defense, almost brought us back, and trying to win the game or tie the game with a touchdown throwing a pick. Aggressive mistake I can't hate. Caleb's the man.
The guy who censored himself with the harmonica.
For the
Rick,
win. For the win.
Who also said it's not a game you write home about unless you're writing home to your family to tell them a game it wasn't about to not write home about. I laughed at all of the jokes. All of them.
Finally, a good place for the harmonica.
I love the use of harmonica as a way to bleep out the words. That's nice. I did have to go back and look at Caleb Williams' numbers after that. One of the final meatballers was talking about the second half breakout game. And I guess technically, I mean, he did throw for 154 yards in the second half and looked way better. But you still got to have the consistency, and he didn't make the play at the end of the game. So I hope that's not his breakout game. I hope there's better games to come.
Yeah, has to be.
To our Twitch friend who called in twice, good for you. I'm glad that you went through the whole scope of emotions with us on the meatball machine. Anybody check on the guy who fell? When he said walk of shame, I was not thinking leaving his Packers friend's house, by the way.
I like the dude that compared the Bears to the 90s Bulls, because they start slow and they just explode. Starting slow for the Bulls was giving the ball to Bill Cartwright in the paint and him scoring baskets, by the way. And that ain't slow.
No.
Bears.
Bears.
Bulls.
Spiegel and Holmes Bulls. Next.
They're here.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.